Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to GTV News.
The Office of the Party Central Committee on Wednesday held a nationwide conference to review digital transformation in party agencies in 2025 and outline key tasks for 2026. The conference was chaired by Politburo member Trần Cẩm Tú, standing member of the Secretary and head of the Steering Committee for Digital Transformation in Party Agencies. In his opening remarks, Mr. Trần Cẩm Tú stressed the need for an objective, substantive assessment, particularly of existing shortcomings and bottlenecks. For 2026, the Secretary has identified 7 key tasks, emphasizing a shift from planned pace to product-oriented implementation, from progress reports to result-based reporting, and from doing to doing truly with tangible effectiveness. Entrants must be tied to clear accountability of past specific roadmaps and measurable output. Herefrom, thus, digital transformation in party agencies must take the lead in implementation, noting that it is no longer an option but a mandatory requirement to enhance the party leadership and government's capacity in the new phase. According to the standing agency of the steering committee, as of December the 25th, 189 of 309 assigned tasks had been completed, reaching 61%. Institutional development marked notable progress with 36 key document issues, creating a relatively comprehensive legal framework for digital transformation. Digital infrastructure continued to be strengthened with the dedicated computer network connected to 100% of provincial and community level units, ensuring skilled and seamless transmission of confidential documents. Shared digital platforms proved effective, notably the Electronic Party Member Handbook with over 5.3 million users, while the operational management system has processed more than 25 million incoming and outgoing documents. Significant gains were also recorded in building the party member database with 4.45 million records cleaned, meeting requirements for personnel work. Notably, disbursement of investment capital for digital transformation project in 2025 reached 98.9% of the plan. Looking ahead to 2026, body agencies aim for comprehensive deployment of effective application, striving to complete implementation 1 year ahead of schedule under Project 204. Priorities include fully digitizing 100% of core operational processes, rolling out party administrative procedure in the electronic environment, promoting the use of artificial intelligence and big data in advisory and management work, and improving human resource quality, particularly at the grassroots level, to meet the demands of operating a modern, seamless political system.
On the afternoon of December the 20th, in Iadom Commune, Army Corps 15, in coordination with local party committees and authorities, held a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the Iadom Communal Nyarong Cultural House. This is the first project in a program to build 9 Nyarong cultural houses across Gia Lai and Quang Ngai provinces. Attending the ceremony were Senior Lieutenant General Dung Thinh To, Deputy Director of the General Department of Political Affairs and of the Vietnam's People Army, Major General Bae Hai Du, Director of the Mass Mobilization Department, representatives of the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs and Religions, Military Region 5, and leaders of Gia Lai and Quang Ngai provinces. Representing Army Corps 15 were Major General Hoang Văn Sĩ, Commander of the Corps, along with members of the Corps Party Committee and Command, as well as village elders, community leaders, prestigious individuals, and local residents. Under directives of the Central Military Commission, the Ministry of National Defense and General Departments of Political Affairs, Army Corps 15 has been assigned to build 9 Yarong cultural houses in Yala and Guangai with a total investment of 20 billion VND. Of these, 2 large-scale Yarong houses will each receive 3 billion, while the remaining 7 projects will be each funded 2 billion. Construction will be carried out in 3 phases, with completion and commissioning expected by September 2026. Within this program, Army Corps 20 will coordinate and support Army Corps 15 by contributing resources to the construction of community serving facility, demonstrating social responsibility, and reinforces the close bond between the military and local communities in the strategic Central Highlands region. On this occasion, leaders of the General Departments of Political Affairs presented 30 gift packages worth a total 45 million VND to poor households in Ia Tom, Gemu, and neighboring areas.
Over the weekend, the Ministries of Ethnic Affairs and Religion, in coordination with the Vietnam Fatherland Front Central Committee and the Ministries of Education and Training, held the 12th National Ceremony in 2025 to honor outstanding ethnic minority students and youth. At the event, 130 exemplary ethnic minority students and young people nationwide were commended. Yalai Province has 3 honorees. Naira Cham Thanh, 18 years old, a Zerai from Yafi Commune and a student at Da Nang University of Sport, who won a bronze medal in a team event at the 2025 National Karate Championship. Gershar Herblon, 18 years old, a Zerai from Yapa Commune, who scored 28.5 points in the National University Entrance Examination and is currently a student majoring in History Education at Hue University of Education. And Đinh Lê Tuấn Anh, 33 years old, and Hue Youth Union member from An Lão Commune, founder of the An Lão Service and Medicine Health Cooperative, which develop products from local raw materials such as cinnamon, white lemongrass and stevia, linked with culinary culture and nature conservation, with its An Toàn cinnamon port product recognized as a 3-star provincial OCOP product. The 2025 honoring ceremony carried profound humanitarian significance, celebrating the tradition of learning and commending the determination and effort of ethnic minority youth in study, personal development, and social engagement.
On the morning of December the 20th, in quarter 6 of Quy Nhơn Nam Ward, the Standing Committee of the Yalai Provincial Committee of the Vietnam Fatherland Front, in coordination with the Vietnam Evangelical Church Southern Region of Yalai, held a conference to launch a pilot model titled Quarter 6 Protestant Congregation Participates in Environmental Protection and Climate Change Response for 2025. The event was attended by Siu Trung, Vice Chairman of the Yalai Provincial Committee of the Vietnam Fatherland Front, representatives of the Departments of Ethnic Affairs and Religions, and the Departments of Agriculture and Environment, leaders of Quy Nhơn Nam Ward, and pastors, dignitaries, and followers of the Quarter 6 Protestant Congregation. At the conference, representatives of the Departments of Agriculture and Environment provided information on environmental protection, climate change response, and building a bright, clean, and beautiful living environment. The organizing committee announced the establishment of 7-member self-management team for the pilot model. Participating units also signed commitment to implement the model across 6 key focus areas, emphasizing communication and mobilization to raise awareness and responsibility among believers, along with specific solutions and activities aimed at promoting positive behavioral change in environmental protection and climate change adaptation. On this occasion, the Province of Vietnam Foreign Front presented 50 waste bins to households of the Quarter 6 Protestant congregation. The pilot model is expected to help promote the role of religious organizations in environmental protection, contributing to greener, cleaner, and more sustainable local development.
On December the 28th, the Provincial Sitting Committee for Voluntary Blood Donation, in coordination with Guiyang University and the Hematology and Blood Transfusion Center of the Provincial General Hospital, organized a blood donation drive that drew strong participation from lecturers, youth union members, and students. After medical screening, 127 units of blood were collected to supplement supplies for emergency care and patient treatment. Earlier, the student committee, together with the Hematology and Blood Transfusion Center, held another voluntary blood donation event with the participation of health workers, doctors, youth union members, and local residents. The drive collected 190 units of blood, promptly replenishing reserve to meet emergency and treatment needs as medical facility across the province.
On December the 20th, Minden Ward Palace reported that they had promptly thwarted an online scam and safely rescued a university student who had been psychologically manipulated by frauders using a so-called virtual kidnapping scheme. Earlier on the afternoon of December the 26th, the ward police received a report from local residents stating that his son, a student studying in Ho Chi Minh City, had been targeted by the scammers who demanded the family transfer 300 million VND. Upon receiving the information, Bidden Ward Police immediately coordinated with relevant unit to verify the case and determined the victim was staying at a guest house in Thủ Đức City. Local police officers quickly reached the location and explained the situation, hoping the student realized that he had been deceived and psychologically controlled by the suspects. According to the victims, the scammers impersonated delivery workers and police officers, fabricating allegations of the legal violations. They threatened the students and demanded money transfer to prove innocence, while also forcing him to cut off contact with his family and move to location designated by them. Thanks to the family's timely report to the police, the scam was stopped and the student were rescued safely. Following the incident, police have urged the public to remain vigilant against online fraud schemes. Anyone detecting suspicious signs is advised to promptly report them to the nearest police authority for timely support and handling. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.